We're continuing the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim. If a person comes to shul and he's late for Ma'ariv, happens to some people. You probably don't know what I'm talking about, but there are people who sometimes show up late, and they're already holding by Shemona Esrei, and he just walked in. So then we say by Ma'ariv, by the evening prayer, that a person should daven Shemona Esrei with them, and then complete what he missed, because the importance of davening with the tzibur is more important. We discussed that there's this idea of having your Shemona Esrei adjacent to your discussion of the redemption from Egypt. You should go from the redemption of Egypt, you should go from that into your Shemona Esrei. But on the evening prayer, that's less important. So that's why we say, better say your Shemona Esrei, even though it won't be coming off of the discussion of the redemption of Mitzrayim, what's called Smichut Geula Litfilah, mentioning the redemption adjacent to the prayer. You won't have that, but at least you'll get your Shemona Esrei with the Tzibur. Now, he quotes over here from the Kabbalists that they say, no, you must say Kriya Shema first. And that's how the Kabbalists do. But we don't do that. We're not Kabbalists. We go by the simple halacha. And the simple halacha is that you daven Shemona Esrei with them, and you make up your Shema later. The Sfardim, yeah.
The other day I got to Tefillah, and they just finished Shema. So I get a little bit late with the... So I say Shema and get a little bit late with them, or so I wait, a good few minutes until they get to Kriyat Shema and do Shemona Esrei and start with them. And then do a Kriyat Shema. I ended up doing Shema first and joining them a little bit late. What's the other food?
So that's an interesting breakdown. The assumption is that you're not going to get everyone starting at the same second. So one opinion says, well, if we all say the first blessing at the same time, that's called the Tzibur Dam together. Another opinion says, try to get in the first three, that you're doing the first three while they're doing the first three. A third opinion says, well, if you start Shemona Esrei before everyone finishes Shemona Esrei, so then you're like a tag along to the Tzibur. You're still considered Tefillah B'Tzibur. So there are different levels of Tefillah B'Tzibur. The question is, which one overrides this, right? He gave the extreme example. You're saying, what about if it's in the middle? You're going to get in Kriya Shema, but you're going to start Shemona Esrei when everyone's in the middle of Shemona Esrei.
I wasn't sure when exactly they would be.
You don't know the chazan yet. You just walked in, right? So yeah, I would go saying Shema first then, because you're going to get it in. So you won't get all of it in. But if it's like that, the issue is when they're holding by Hashkivenu, and you're going to start your Ma'ariv, and by the time you get to your Shemona Esrei, their half the tzibur is going to be ending their Shemona Esrei. So then I would say Shemona Esrei with them. My rule is if they're up to Shema, I go with them. If they're finishing Shema, if they're like by Emet Vemuna, then I don't go with them. Then I wait and I say Shemona Esrei with them. And then I make up the rest. Because I'm saying that my assumption is I'll get in when a large part of the Tzibur is still in the first three blessings if they're only up to Shema. But if they just finish Shema, so then I don't think so. And here in Israel, in America, it's different. In Chutzlarts.
But in my case, they have this finish.
Right, so then I wouldn't be able to catch up to them. My assumption is by the time I get to Shemona Esrei, half the tzibur is going to be bowing their modem already. Or I'll lose my kavanah in Shema, and Shema is biblical, so that's not worth it. So then I wouldn't.
It's biblical to reach Shema, not to have
kavanah. No, so the first pasuk is biblical. Kavanah in the first pasuk is biblical.
Not after?
No, Shema Yisrael Shem Ken Hashem Echad. It's a machloket, whether the first pasuk or the whole first parsha until Vayayim Shamo. But at least the first pasuk is biblical.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay, the Sfardim don't make any announcements before their Shemona Esrei, after the Kaddish. They won't announce Yalav Yovo. Whoever reaches it first says it a little bit loud and reminds everyone. And obviously the Ashkenazim do differently. You guys have been to shul, you know. Okay.